Вариант 3. Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1. I am trying to read at least one novel a month. It's part of my intellectual diet. The diet includes music, TV, and even PlayStation. But I try to keep a balance overall. There are times when I get seriously into a new writer and am distracted until I've read everything. On the other hand, I can spend untold hours on Final Fantasy or some other game if it engages me. But as with a food diet, the odd chocolate binge won't hurt you, as long as in the long run you get a good balance. Speaker 2.
I would like to say I love reading Dickens, if it were true, but I just can't get down to it. I saw a TV version of David Copperfield and enjoyed it, but it is the language in the books I find really difficult to cope with. All the sentences seem so long and complex. I suppose it's just that Dickens belongs to a different age, when people spoke and maybe even thought differently. On the other hand, Shakespeare's language is difficult for me, but it doesn't spoil my enjoyment of that amazing dramatist.
Speaker 3.
I was sat in that armchair that Grandad made. Somehow I felt myself slip back in time as I turned each page. I became conscious of my heart beating. Probably it was the room, the furniture, the decoration. But that book took me somewhere else. I even felt the temperature in the room drop and expected to see Peter Quint staring sightlessly from the garden window.
Speaker 4.
I never watch a film based on any book I have already read. Susie always does, and yet she always seems to end up saying, not as good as the book. On the other hand, it is quite useful to see films based on books that you ought to read but don't want to. Shakespeare or Dickens on film is a great help. You get a red-hot story without having to get lost for days in archaic language. On this, Susie and I are in complete agreement.
Speaker 5. Some people say that conventional books have had their day. The technology has been surpassed. Like vinyl records and tape cassettes were to music, the traditional book will be replaced by iPhones, online delivery, or through some other multimedia platform. They say that one day we'll no longer read words on paper stuffed between cardboard covers. But I'm not so sure. On the beach or in bed, on the train or at home, I like to curl up with a good, old-fashioned, comfortable, paper-filled book. Speaker 6.
Beck recycles all her books. It's a nice habit. Wherever she is, when she reads the last page, there she sets the book free. This means that she writes on the inside cover a message of invitation to whoever happens to pick the book up next. I happened to get one of hers last week. She wrote, "This book is a love story. You'll not be able to put it down until the very last word." And as usual, she was spot on. I hardly got any work done last week finishing that damn story.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker 1. I am trying to read at least one novel a month. It's part of my intellectual diet. The diet includes music, TV, and even PlayStation. But I try to keep a balance overall. There are times when I get seriously into a new writer and am distracted until I've read everything. On the other hand, I can spend untold hours on Final Fantasy or some other game if it engages me. But as with a food diet, the odd chocolate binge won't hurt you, as long as in the long run you get a good balance. Speaker 2.
I would like to say I love reading Dickens, if it were true, but I just can't get down to it. I saw a TV version of David Copperfield and enjoyed it, but it is the language in the books I find really difficult to cope with. All the sentences seem so long and complex. I suppose it's just that Dickens belongs to a different age, when people spoke and maybe even thought differently. On the other hand, Shakespeare's language is difficult for me, but it doesn't spoil my enjoyment of that amazing dramatist.
Speaker 3.
I was sat in that armchair that Grandad made. Somehow I felt myself slip back in time as I turned each page. I became conscious of my heart beating. Probably it was the room, the furniture, the decoration. But that book took me somewhere else. I even felt the temperature in the room drop and expected to see Peter Quint staring sightlessly from the garden window.
Speaker 4.
I never watch a film based on any book I have already read. Susie always does, and yet she always seems to end up saying, "not as good as the book." On the other hand, it is quite useful to see films based on books that you ought to read but don't want to. Shakespeare or Dickens on film is a great help. You get a red-hot story without having to get lost for days in archaic language. On this, Susie and I are in complete agreement.
Speaker 5. Some people say that conventional books have had their day. The technology has been surpassed. Like vinyl records and tape cassettes were to music, the traditional book will be replaced by iPhones, online delivery, or through some other multimedia platform. They say that one day we'll no longer read words on paper stuffed between cardboard covers. But I'm not so sure. On the beach or in bed, on the train or at home, I like to curl up with a good, old-fashioned, comfortable, paper-filled book. Speaker 6.
Beck recycles all her books. It's a nice habit. Wherever she is, when she reads the last page, there she sets the book free. This means that she writes on the inside cover a message of invitation to whoever happens to pick the book up next. I happened to get one of hers last week. She wrote, "This book is a love story. You'll not be able to put it down until the very last word." And as usual, she was spot on. I hardly got any work done last week finishing that damn story.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.